Welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast with Pastor Paul White. This 5-minute podcast is designed to reveal to you the loveliness of our Lord Jesus.
Hello, friends. Grace, peace, welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast, 5 minutes every day. Glad you're with me as we are journeying through the book of Acts. Let's cover some ground today. We have a story, just an introduction of Paul ministering in Corinth. So I'll read a few verses. Let's start at the top. After these things, Paul departed from Athens and went to Corinth. We're in Acts 18, by the way. And he found a certain Jew named Aquila, born in Pontus, who had recently come from Italy with his wife Priscilla, because Claudius had commanded all the Jews to depart from Rome, and he came to them. So because he was of the same trade, he stayed with them and worked, for by occupation they were tent makers. And he reasoned in the synagogue every Sabbath, and persuaded both Jews and Greeks. When Silas and Timothy had come from Macedonia, Paul was compelled by the Spirit and testified to the Jews that Jesus is the Christ. Couple things here. First of all, we note that Paul is a tent maker. He stays with Priscilla and Aquila because they have similar occupations, and so Paul is not beyond doing what he will tell the church at Thessalonica to do in 1 Thessalonians 4:9, work with your own hands, or 10 maybe. Work with your own hands, and Paul does. He also, it's not contradictions, because Paul does see that gospel ministers should, when possible, live of the gospel, but he's not beyond stopping to work, if necessary, in a different trade, completely non-ministry related. And I would say this, if you're in a trade, a business, a job, and you find happiness, and you find fulfillment in it, don't live with this condemnation that you're somehow less of a minister because you don't go full time, whatever that's supposed to mean, into the ministry. I've been on both sides of this aisle. I've, you know, held secular, what we quote unquote call secular jobs, been full time in pastoral ministry. At this time right now, I am almost completely full time in pastoral ministry. As far as travel, itinerant ministry, we do have little side projects, little side business projects here and there, but they don't consume much of my time, and right now they don't pay me anything. So my whole life is really built around ministry, but I just feel such a need when I go into places to release people, particularly ministers, from this insane idea that if they're not in full-time ministry, somehow they're not really doing what they could do. They're not living up to the full fulfillment of their call. That's ridiculous. And in fact, it's religious. It's just this religious ideology that you should be doing something full-time for the Lord. And what we're really doing, all of us, is we're all living full-time. And that life is showing people ministry. He doesn't stop ministry. In fact, he reasons in the synagogue every Sabbath, persuades Jews and Greeks. So he's still going in his Jewish roots to synagogue on Sabbath, and he's ministering to them Jesus. He's persuading Jews and Greeks, and then is compelled by the Spirit and testifies to the Jews that Jesus is Christ. Notice when Silas and Timothy come from Macedonia, Paul is compelled by the Spirit. So it tells me that whenever the Holy Spirit opens the door, Paul opens his mouth and begins to proclaim Jesus to the Jews. Perhaps he was just teaching good Torah principles until, compelled by the Spirit, he begins to minister Jesus. And it also could speak to the narrative we've been talking about as we journey through this book, that Paul really has an issue with acceptance. He needs people around him that agree with him. When Timothy and Silas arrive, Paul starts to preach Jesus. He becomes compelled of the Spirit. And I think it's just another indicator that Paul had some acceptance issues, and if he didn't have anybody there to get his back, he wasn't going to go too deep into it. But once he did, he felt a little more comfortable in sharing that good news. We ought all to be walking as we're compelled by the Spirit every day. We'll watch them oppose Paul. They will. They'll do it in verse 6. We'll see you tomorrow.
Thank you for joining us for the Deeper Daily Podcast. For more information on our ministry, visit www.paulwhiteministries.org.